Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, July 15th. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. Don't be alarmed by the military presence. A large-scale disaster training exercise starts today in downtown St. Louis.
It includes a search and rescue operation and recovery and decontamination of Busch Stadium.
I cannot declare a state of emergency on a hunch.
And just a week after a movie called Continental Split was released about a giant earthquake toppling the Gateway Arch.
We have to stop this quake. Otherwise, millions will die.
A team of National Guardsmen will be simulating a response to an earthquake at Busch Stadium. Samantha Lewis with STAR, St. Louis Area Regional Response System, explains Task Force 46.
It goes by a couple of different names in the Army and stuff too, but that's one of the names for it. And yeah, it's working with Task Force 46, as you mentioned, which is a National Guard unit actually out of Michigan. And it's working with them so that they can practice their responses to things like chemical, biological, search and rescue, those types of disasters.
There'll also be a military river crossing from St. Charles to Grafton. Task Force 46 does this once a year in different parts of the country, but this is the first time in St. Louis. Their training finishes up on Wednesday. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
The pastor of Grace New Covenant Church in Bell Fountain Neighbors tells our partners at Fox 2 they were in the middle of a Sunday worship service when shots rang out. Here's the moment Pastor Tommy Harsley III was told of the shooting in their ministry building during the church's live stream.
Okay. Saints, we're going to have to pray even right now. I want everyone to just bow your heads. We're going to pray right now. We have a word that there's been a shooting in the other building.
Police say four shots were fired, but no one was hit. The suspect did get away. We're awaiting word from Bell Fountain Police about where their investigation stands.
Many topics will be debated in the aftermath of Saturday's shooting at the Trump rally in Pennsylvania, among them gun control, mental health, the political divide in our country, and security. KMOX Republican analyst John Hancock says the people protecting presidents do great work, but
the Secret Service has to get it right every single time. And it just takes once for a massive tragedy to occur. When we have these events, and there will be public events for presidential candidates, it should be. I hope the security is taken into account more fully and we don't have to relive this tragedy or something even worse.
The Republican National Convention starts today in Milwaukee. Democratic analyst Michael Kelly says that includes Trump choosing a running mate, one who can help him win in swing states.
I still believe this race is a 50-50 coin toss. The selection of a vice president who may be able to help secure a state is an imperative thing that a campaign is taking into consideration, even in these tumultuous events.
St. Louis City's guaranteed basic income pilot program could be stopped today if a judge elects to impose a temporary restraining order. The program pays $500 a month to more than 400 families. The nonprofit that brought the suit has argued it is unconstitutional and a lottery.
Services are set for an Afton firefighter who died on duty.
Captain Jim Kova was found unresponsive at the Afton firehouse Tuesday after going on emergency calls. His cause of death has not yet been determined. Visitation has been set for Wednesday from 3 to 8 p.m., and a public service will take place Thursday morning at 11 at the Kudas Funeral Home on Gravois. The funeral procession will stop by Captain Kova's Station No. 1 firehouse on its way to his final resting place at St. Paul Churchyard on Rock Hill Road. Captain Kova served the community for 23 years. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
Hollywood actress Jennifer Lewis was in town over the weekend to be honored with a star on the St. Louis Walk of Fame. She shared with KMOX details of her terrifying experience in the African Serengeti.
I fought to come back after a 9-hour surgery in Nairobi, 6 days in ICU, and a lot of physical therapy. And I'm walking now. I couldn't walk for 8 months of my life. I couldn't believe it. It was me. But I fought. You got to fight.
And her takeaway?
Make it your best. You never know when it's your last day.
A Kinloch native, Lewis is writing another book. This one is called Get Up, inspired by what she was thinking as a lion roared and she suffered shoulder and hip injuries. From the KMOX Business Desk, new legislation signed into law by Governor Parson could help some major downtown St. Louis projects. The bill includes changes to the state's historic tax credit program. Projects more than 1 million square feet, like the Railway Exchange Building and the AT&T Tower, could get those tax credits over 6 years instead of just one.
Those two buildings would not be renovated without those tax credits, but the scale of it could sap the yearly fund for other projects. This way, they could get credits over a six-year period. And the bill also increases by 10% the tax credit available to counties outside the St. Louis and Kansas City areas. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.